Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chobot HaLibabot writes in the Sha'ar HaBitachon Perek Dalet. If a person's parnasa is coming in a very limited way, where he has no more than enough to buy his basic necessities, he should know he has a very special opportunity. If he will put his trust in Hashem and manage to feel calm, knowing that Hashem is supporting him, and when a need arises, Hashem will help him if necessary, that person will be eternally rewarded for his faith. A woman told me, she and her husband have been trying to purchase a home for their family. The prices in the city where they live are way too high for them to afford. They researched out-of-town options but concluded that their current city had the best options for their family's spiritual needs. They were willing to buy a tiny house if need be, but even that wasn't available in their price range. The woman kept telling herself, Hashem is not limited to our bank account. He knows what our needs are, and at the right time, He will help us easily and painlessly. They made the necessary hishtadlut, calling real estate agents and looking at homes. She would dance with her children periodically, thanking Hashem for the current rental that He was providing for them. And then they followed it with a tefillah, asking Hashem for their very own home. One day, while at work, she received a text from a real estate agent that she had contacted a while back. A family that lived just a few blocks away from them wanted to sell quickly if the right offer was made. Perhaps they could get this move-in ready home for under market value. A week later, they were in contract and closed in less than a month. Baruch Hashem, they just moved in to their new beautiful home, much larger than ever anticipated and much cheaper than they could have ever imagined. This woman will be rewarded in the future for her bitachon in Hashem, and she even saw fruits from it in this world as well. Rabbi David Ozeri, who has a fund which was created to help rebbes who teach school children, told that he was contacted a week ago by a rebbe who said he has a teaching job in a school, his wife has a job as well, and they were usually able to make ends meet. His wife was in need of dental work. They had been pushing it off because of the expense, but they couldn't wait anymore as it was becoming dangerous to leave. The Rebbe called on a Wednesday and said his wife had an appointment scheduled for Friday, and the cost was $1,800. They didn't have any of the money to pay and nowhere else to turn. Rabbi Ozeri told him the maximum he could give out from that fund was $1,000 for him. He advised the Rebbe to call the dentist and tell him this is all he had and see if he could do the procedure for that amount or at least make a payment plan for the balance. After speaking to the dentist's office, he was told he must have all $1,800 there before the procedure, no exceptions. The Rebbe told Rabbi Ozeri to please prepare the $1,000 for him on Friday morning, and Hashem would help him get the rest. That Friday morning, Rabbi David Sutton, the co-rabbi in Rabbi Ozeri's shul, got up to speak as he usually did every day, giving a halakha yomi at the end of tefillah. This day, however, instead of a halakha, he quoted from Rav Chaim Palachi, who said that giving tzedakah was especially favorable on this day being Erev Shabbat Para, because tzedakah purifies like the Para Aduma purifies. And if anybody wanted to donate money, he would try to find a needy cause to give it to. So someone went around collecting and then gave the money to Rabbi Sutton, who in turn handed the money to Rabbi Ozeri and said, please find someone to give this to. When that Rebbe showed up at 9 a.m. to pick up the $1,000, Rabbi Ozeri told him about the collection that Rabbi Sutton made that morning, adding that Rabbi Sutton had no idea that he needed this extra money. He counted it out in front of him, and it came out to $786. Rabbi Ozeri then reached into his own pocket and added 14 more. He handed the Rebbe $1,800 and said, "I hope everything works out at the dentist for your wife." The Rebbe thanked Rabbi Ozeri and then told him, "In all honesty, I did not know where I was going to get the balance of the $800 when I woke up this morning. But I was confident that because I had this need, Hashem would provide it." That Rebbe will be rewarded for his faith, and so too will anyone who is able to be calm when they are in need, trusting in the fact that Hashem is taking care of them. Have a great day.